This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the Supreme Court winds down its term at the end of this month, we are going to look back to a year ago today when the court overturned a ban on states collecting sales tax from most online commerce. Marketplace's Erica Barris checks in on how state treasuries have fared since.
For years, states couldn't collect sales taxes from online merchants unless those companies had a physical presence in the state. So states were missing out on revenue from online shoppers, an estimated $10 to $20 billion a year, says Carl Davis with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
So this is money that's used to fund schools and roads and police and healthcare and everything else. It meant there were fewer dollars flowing in for all these core services.
States saw a 5.4% increase in sales tax revenues between the time the decision was handed down to this past April, according to the Urban Institute. But it's hard to know exactly how much of that is due to the new rules. Some states started collecting taxes later than others, and other states still don't have the technology sorted out, says Jared Walczak with the Tax Foundation.
Some of the other states are playing catch up and are still trying to put these systems together for their administrative purposes so they can collect the taxes, but also for the retailers who need a way to integrate this with their sales systems.
It still isn't easy for smaller retailers to collect the right sales tax for every jurisdiction. Richard Pomp, a law professor at the University of Connecticut, says states are trying to overcome that problem with laws that require e-commerce platforms to collect the taxes.
What this means is that an Amazon, which for a long time has collected on all of its own sales, will now be collecting on sales made by third parties.
And for shoppers looking to avoid sales taxes, Pomp says at this point, there just isn't any way around them. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.